Nothing sparks more anticipation and excitement in August than the Minnesota State Fair. It's almost back-to-school time for the under-17 set, but for the rest of us, the time to relish in food on a stick, stomach-churning rides, and the eccentricities that make up the great Minnesota get-together never seemed so sweet. One such eccentricity is Heritage Square. This is the place you will find Ole's cannolis, turkey drumsticks, the old printing press, and of course, the State Fair Museum. Inside an old boxcar, one might expect to find items from a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum. Instead, dusty posters, the State Fair mascot, and glittery outfits from the Flying Zucchini Sisters a la 1950s delight the senses in this cramped and charming space. Jan, the caretaker of this relic, is very happy that it will be getting a new home.
That's all State Fair history. Well, there's a lot of it.
Do you want to go in?
Yeah, let's go in.
Okay.
What's one of the number one questions people ask you about State Fair history?
State Fair.
And when was the first State Fair?
1859.
How do you feel about the new plans for the State Fair, for Heritage Square?
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's some things that should be changed and can be. You hate to lose a lot of the old stuff, but I'm excited about it. I think it'll be nice.
This is definitely kind of like a quirky little part of the fair.
Yeah, but we love it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Heritage Square is getting a makeover. The square was officially erected in 1964 as the New America Teen Center and was only intended to last 10 years. In 1975, it officially became Heritage Square. Fair staff claim that the space is cramped and deteriorating, but that only adds to the charm for some folks. Those are the leaf-blowing sounds of maintenance readying Heritage Square for the mobs of people that will descend on what looks like an old Western movie set from Dirty Harry. Sue Christensen and her friend Jennifer Saltori have a small pottery booth right near the entrance to Heritage Square. Made from old plywood lawn signs, the booth has been their labor of love for over 22 years. Jennifer decided to ask Sue to come on board 6 years ago to relieve the grueling fair schedule of 12-hour days for 12 days.
It's magical. I've never worked 12-hour days, though. I've worked 12 six-hour days in a row. It's like a temporary city. I just find it really exciting. People from everywhere, tremendous diversity.
Yeah. What about for you? What is it like for you?
I look at it as more surreal. I know not to look out into the crowd towards the middle of the day. You get seasick.
We've had kids fighting in the booth a couple times, and that's a little scary.
Because they might knock stuff over.
Right, yeah. There have been a couple plastic sword fights among siblings in here. Generally, everybody's happy. And
you're talking about under the age of 10, right?
I'm talking children, yeah.
No adults with swords.
No adult fights.
Nope.
The pair are sad about the renovations scheduled to take place. They say the whole lot of vendors in Heritage Square are like one big family. They enjoy selling their wares here, even though the Fine Arts Building might be a more suitable place. They like it here.
I love the fact that we're semi-outdoors when we've got the front door open. It's a little slower. There's more time to talk to people.
And the blacksmith shop.
Yeah, we have a blacksmith shop here. We have a wood turner. It's unknown whether I'll get a space in the new building once that's built. And either way, it's going to be different.
In a letter to the media, Jerry Hammer, executive director of the Minnesota State Fair, said they would be revamping Heritage Square, much like they did with the Bazaar space in 2008. Hammer says the square will be built to last while honoring the traditions of the old one. It will include a new State Fair history museum and as many of the old structures from the existing square as possible. Artisans and other vendors there are hoping for the same eccentricities as well. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.